From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We bring you news, information, and today, a dose of reality about reality TV. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. It is Thursday, October 18th. Allie, hell hath no fury like Ellen DeGeneres fans who are incensed and obsessively and angrily calling these poor people at a place called Mutts and Moms.
You've reached Mutts and Moms. Please leave a message at the sound of the tone.
Sorry, that mailbox is full.
Yeah,
sorry,
no,
please try again
kidding,
later.
It's full.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Explain.
Okay, Ellen DeGeneres adopted a dog from this place, Mutts and Moms. She gave the dog away to her hairdresser. Mutts and Moms said, hey, that breaks the rules. The affidavits you signed are rules that we don't put dogs in homes where kids are under 14. Ellen went on her show. Boo-hoo-hoo, I'm so sad about this. And now people are kind of harassing.
These ladies who run this like pet shelter thing are getting death threats. Their voicemail is full.
Somebody,
I mean, that's the worst.
Yeah, somebody threatened to burn down the lady's home.
Oh,
but yeah,
God.
The voicemail.
Leave Mutts and Moms alone.
That's what we need on YouTube.
Yeah, get Leave Britney Alone guy on that. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about a crackdown that's happening in certain countries on bloggers. This was once the place where if you were in a kind of, you know, totalitarian type place, you could at least get the word out. That seems to be happening less so because some of these countries, places like Myanmar, and others are actually shutting down the internet to kind of keep people from doing their thing.
Also, we're going to talk about a big summit in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. It's the second annual Values Voter Summit. A whole lot of GOP presidential candidates will be going down there to try to woo this certain voter's bloc. We're going to talk to two activists who are heading there, one from Arizona and one from Maine, about what they want to hear.
And some of the ethics of reality TV, a recent episode of a show, somebody was drunk getting in a car and the crew did not stop this person. We're going to get into that more. We'll also get today's top stories from Rachel Martin in just a moment. First, though, here's the BPP's big story.